Hey, this is Chris. Hope you're doing well, and welcome to Popcorn Finance, the show where we discuss finance and about the time it takes to make a bag of popcorn. We spent the last couple of weeks covering taxes with Keela from Little Fish Accounting, and now we are less than 3 weeks away from that tax filing deadline on April 15th. I thought it would be a good time to cover a quick refresher on some tax terms. Last year, I covered our tax brackets and the standard deduction, and so today I want to share with you some pieces from that episode with a few little updates since, you know, we're in a new year. Here in the U.S., we have seven brackets or tiers that range anywhere from 10% all the way up to 37%. Those brackets are 10, 12, 22, 24, 32, 35, and 37. And yes, they'll sound a lot like lotto numbers, but those are all percentages. And these percentages and brackets are the same for everyone, regardless of what your status is. And speaking of status, there are four that you can choose from when you file your taxes. So first up is single. And this means you're just filing by yourself. Nobody else is going to be on that tax return but you. The next one up is head of household. And this is similar to single in that it's an unmarried person and you're filing your own separate tax return, but it also means that you pay for more than half of the cost of supporting and housing what they call a qualifying person. And the IRS generally considers a qualifying person a child or the parent of whoever's claiming that head of household status. Status 3 and 4 are reserved for married couples, and they are married filing jointly and married filing separately. Married filing jointly just means that you're combining everything together with your spouse. You're putting your stuff together on one tax return. And this is just for tax purposes only. You can still have separate bank accounts. It's just you're doing one return where you combine all your income and deductions and everything all together. Married filing separately means that, yes, you're married, but you each have chosen to file your taxes separate from each other. So there's going to be two separate tax returns coming out of your household. So remember when I read off all of those percentages for each of the seven brackets? The reason status is important is because they each have their own income range assigned to each bracket. For example, if you're single, the 10% bracket applies to income from zero, which is like you didn't make anything, all the way up to $10,275 for 2022. Let me update that number for you. It is now $11,000 for 2023, which is the year you'll be filing for during this tax season. Any money that you earn in this range, you'll pay 10% of that in taxes. So if you made $10,000, that would mean you'd have to pay $1,000 in taxes. If you're married and filing jointly, you basically get to double all of those numbers for every bracket that's 32% and below. So if we look back at that 10% tax bracket, that range, that income range for someone filing jointly, a married couple, it would be zero up to $20,550. For 2023, that 10% tax bracket now ranges from zero to $22,000. If you're married but choose to file separately, your tax brackets look almost identical to a single person. That is, unless you make more than $347,000. At that point, it actually looks a little bit worse. Okay, let's take a quick break and then talk a little bit more about what the standard deduction is and how it saves us money on our tax bill. We all have the ability to deduct specific things from our income that will reduce the amount of our earnings that are subject to tax. So to put it simply, you can legally make it look like you made less money. I know it's very strange, but this is our tax system that we got. All of us every year are given the option to take what is called the standard deduction on our taxes, which is a set dollar amount that we can use to reduce our income for tax purposes. Here are your updated standard deduction amounts for 2023. If you're filing as single or married filing separately, the standard deduction is $13,850. Head of household will be $20,800, and married filing jointly is $27,700. This means that before you calculate how much you'll end up owing in taxes, you have to first subtract that standard deduction amount from your income. So for example, if you're a single person and you made $45,000, you first get to subtract $13,850 from your income. So that gives you a brand new taxable income of just over $31,000, which is very nice. The standard deduction is optional. You don't have to do this. Many people choose to just go with itemized deductions. Doing this allows you to deduct things like the interest you pay on your mortgage or charitable donations and unreimbursed medical and dental expenses. But the thing is, you can't do both. You have to choose one. You can either go with standard deduction or itemized deductions. And if your itemized deductions total up to less than the standard deduction, it doesn't really make much sense to not go with the standard deduction. In recent years, I think it was around 2018, the standard deduction almost doubled. And that caused a lot of people who might have chosen to itemize to just go ahead and take the standard deduction because it just made more sense and it saved you some money. I went and double checked. And yes, it was in 2018 that the standard deduction more than doubled from $12,700 in 2017 to $24,000 in 2018. That'll do it for taxes this episode. If you do have another question for me that is tax related, you can always send it to me by going to popcornfinance.com/questions or just look at the show notes. The link is in there as well. Also, I selected the two winners for the giveaway and I'm just waiting to hear back from them. But if you did not win, do not worry. I will be announcing the next giveaway over on the newsletter very soon. So click the link in the show notes for that, or just go to popcornfinance.com/newsletter to subscribe. As always, I appreciate you joining me here for yet another bag of popcorn. I hope you have an amazing rest of your week, and I'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, boy, keep it popping like Mary Poppins.